The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. So we are talking to Joe Simon for the law offices of Joseph A. Simon. Joe, before we get into the offensive plays, tell folks about the law offices of Joseph A. Simon.
Sam, we do anything from misdemeanor to felony cases, all criminal cases, game day offenses, traffic offenses, serious felony matters, primarily here in Washtenaw County and all the way around all the surrounding counties. Criminal defense, Sam, is a special thing because nobody ever thinks they're going to be involved in it, but it happens. And when it does, most people on the other side really need an ally like me or someone like me because the process can be a very intimidating one. That's what we do. That's our passion.
All right. So, Joe, let's get into talking about this offense again. We've been talking about it. A 10-3 victory, of course. But after the touchdown, the offense sputtered.
Sam, I'm gonna come in after I put some things in context with three suggestions for the offense, what I think we should do and what I think we can do, one of which is going to be a subject of some debate. First of all, let me say the jury's back. We're not quite to the midway point, but the jury's back. This offense isn't clicking, and we've had a lot of repeat offenses. I'm going to use my legal parlance here. You know, the law punishes repeat offenders more severely, and the law punishes something called repeated courses of conduct that are poor, and we've had both here. Sam, we had one sequence in the game that was a punt return with a fumble. The next play was a run and a fumble, and the next play was an interception. That was the sequence. There are things that are just not clicking. So I think these three changes must be made. First, we need a personnel change, and spoiler alert, I'm not talking about quarterback, although I do want to talk about quarterback. Number two, I think we have to make changes, coaching changes to our pass protections. We're not able to do what we want to do, especially for our deep routes. One of the plays I have will illustrate this. And you got to coach around that because they're just not, the players have shown not enough capability to protect for the length of time for what they want to do. And the third one, and this is the most controversial one, I'll bet, because 98% of the coaches in America will say, you can't do that, Joe. I think they need to install a full-blown, at least minimum 12-play set in the I formation. People will say, you cannot do that in mid-season. That's impossible. You can't draw plays up in the sand, Joe. And I've been in coaching rooms where we had that kind of discussion, and let me take a preemptive strike at making my argument for why. Number one, our goal line offense has been terrible. Number two, there are 11 players on offense who've run that for years in our system. It's not like drawing up plays in the sand. Number three, Ben Mason needs to be utilized more, and I think that he had a fine role in that I formation. Most spread offenses have it. I know it was a decided choice not to have it here this season, but we've forgotten a word, and the word we've forgotten is pro. We were told speed and space, and everyone's latched onto that, but we were also told pro spread. And we have not seen, in my eye, a pro spread because we've been lacking that kind of formation and in our protections, and that's my second point that I really want to address.
All right, so where are we going first?
The first offensive clip is bad loaf, and this is what I'm talking about, personal change. I do not like to call out a college athlete, young man, particular, but I've in the telestrations for the last few weeks, we seem to come back to our guard play. In this particular play, we see our guard, play side guard, on our wildcat play, to me, standing straight up, not making any effort, and last week I pointed out, ended up 4 yards in the backfield, and let's count them out here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yards in the backfield. Sam, we can only control one thing. Every coach in America tells this to their players. That's your effort. If we're not seeing effort from our offensive linemen, I don't really care who's next. That, to me, a coach needs to make adjustments, sit players down, put other people in there, because if the players are going to buy into meritocracy, That has to happen. It can't just be talked about. The personnel change, I think we have to shuffle our O-line. I really do. And I think we need to bring some new bodies in there.
All right. What's your next one?
The touchdown. I don't think Ohio State ever protected that word, so I put the touchdown because it was the only one. This is a new play. I'm glad that we have a new play, but this is going to go in support of my goal line offensive struggles. Even though it's a new play, we still have some serious confusion here. The line blocking is actually pretty good.
You know, as I watched this, Joe, you know, and we were talking about it beforehand, but as I they ran this play two plays in a row. This is a touchdown run. This is a new bluff.
Mm-hmm.
This is a new bluff. And so I think the confusion that you were talking about is, does he block that guy or avoid him?
Well, we were talking about that off on air, so let's just make sure we get it on air. The first thing that happens is DPJ almost runs into Charbonnet.
Yeah.
There's a very near collision there. And then the second thing is when he comes by on his motion, after he passes a defender, he looks back. And he's looking back, and the question I have, is he looking back because he's missed a block? Is he looking back because he doesn't understand his assignment? And my point about this is what we're doing on the goal line, although I'll compliment the line blocking on this play, which has been not good on the goal line, we're not real efficient. So I love the fact that the coaches put in something new in the goal line for our offense. I love that a lot. I like the blocking scheme because we haven't been able to push the line of scrimmage forward. The blocking scheme is to slant everyone. I like that, too. It's a good adjustment. But we still had a fair amount of confusion, and I'm not sure if DPG has missed an assignment or not.
I don't think he did on that play. And, again, they ran that play two plays in a row successfully. Now, granted, you know, you can't – I guess the timing, when you talk about almost running into Charbonnet on that, you know, the timing may be been a little bit off, but as far as assignment is concerned, I don't think he got his assignment wrong. So,
passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
All right, well, let's go to changes must be made, Sam. We've not been able to throw the ball deep. We've not been able to throw the ball deep, in my view, because our protections are limited in a spread offense. You've talked about it many times. Everybody has. About all 11 have to. The responsibility of an assignment for an offensive player in this offense is heightened. Each person has a heightened sense of responsibility. So in here in this play, this is great because they had that Fox TV had that multiple angles kind of thing, so we can see it from different plays. We're sending, well, I'd say four verticals, except that our tight end is really the under route. But the first thing I want to point out, so you got three players going on a deep route. As you go through the play, you'll see none of them are looking for anything short. This is a deep route. Fine. The first thing I want to point about the play is that the play action takes a longer time than it should. It's almost a full 2 seconds. I highlighted the clock there for that play action, but that's not horrible because we're trying to get a deep route. But this is something we haven't been effective at. And I know we got a great Espinosa. He's a great player and a great rusher, and he beat his guy. But my point is, we've not been able to throw deep all year. Our players aren't capable of this type of pass protection. So what do you do? My answer is you've got to change the protections. That under go ahead.
So this play is on Shea. I don't think it's on the protections.
Well,
I think this play is on Shea.
Where is he going to go?
He's going to go to the post.
Okay, but Sam, if you look carefully at the receivers on that second view, no one is looking for anything quicker for him to throw other than the tight end, and that's a pretty soft under route in my view.
So I guess you got no
receiver looking back at the quarterback yet.
I guess my thing is where it was open.
And
at the end of the day. We've talked about several different things. We've talked about different play calls that you can make. We've talked about personnel changes that you can make on this play, and we've talked about the line. On this play, the line was fine. On this play, the call was fine. This was one of the plays, in my opinion, because this is one that if you look at it at the snap, and watch how the safety comes down and bites really, really hard. Who is that? Is that Eubanks? Bites really hard on the tight end.
Yeah.
Post is open. And it's in front of him. And so I am, as we talk about what's going on in games, you've never heard me say that Shea didn't have his share. I'm obviously, he's had his share. I'm just saying that, as you pointed out, there have been a lot of other issues, too.
Yep.
If you correct him, if you change him, does that fix everything else? And my answer has been no. But there are plays that you look at, and I'm sure when they go into the film room and they say, look, man, how much time? You got a good pocket. How much time? You mentioned Epineza. He's a great player. How long do you want him blocked? Blitz is picked up. The pass is open down the field. That's on the quarterback.
Three things. Number one, I agree with you. There's so much to be on the quarterback here. But one, he hasn't thrown people open this year. And for that pass to be thrown, he had to throw them open because this is the important part. Two, his first read into progression isn't to that guy. His head is decidedly looking left. He's not seeing that play. Now, query, should he? I think maybe, but that's not his first look. And by the time he makes a look back in his progression, the protection is no longer there. Sam, if we're not good at something, we have to have a coaching adjustment. And what I would like to see is more of a pro spread. Bring two backs in there. Make a pro set. Give him added protection. Make that fourth receiver be the back out of the backfield if the protection isn't necessary. We need to make some coaching adjustments to give longer protections for these plays to develop. But I do want to talk about quarterback as well. I don't want to let that go. But I just don't want to make it all about him because he's been pretty beat up this year. This play.
Look, I'm right there with you. I think it's a mistake to put all of the criticism on Shea. The inconsistency has been across the board. He's played his role in it, no doubt. But I'm like you. I think it's unfair to say, oh, it's all Shea's fault. At the same time, I know you aren't doing this. At the same time, you can't ignore the plays that he's responsible for.
And I really agree with that. So I want to spend a little bit more time on the offense, the scheme, and then go right to quarterback. I think we have to make some coaching adjustments by formation, change what they want to do, and do something different to allow especially our deep play. I think if we only send three deep, our guys are talented enough to create that separation. We have to do something to allow him more time. In this base formation, we aren't good enough at protecting the quarterback. It's just the jury's back to me. On quarterback, Sam, I think it's worth saying something we talked about before. I think it's worth saying because a lot of chatter this week is switch the quarterback, and I heard your position, and I actually agree with you in large part. You can't just necessarily just say, okay, there's the answer, switch the quarterback. But it's year five of this coaching staff, and one single time in one single game have we started a quarterback the coach natively recruited. Ironically, it's Brandon Peters, and that was due to injury. One single time in five seasons have we started a quarterback that he natively recruited. There are lots of reasons I think, to bring another quarterback on the field. I don't know the health of Dylan McCaffrey. I really don't. But if he's healthy, they talked about getting them both on the field. I think he needs to be on the field if he can this week, especially before going in a hostile environment. And it looks like he's not healthy right. enough to play. I mean, I don't really know. They don't talk about it, but seems that way. Mm-hmm. But I think it's terribly important to not put him in a hostile environment in Penn State for his first start. I think that he needs to be incorporated and graduated up. One thing probably due to injury, maybe to protect him, is in the RPO right now, Shea's not running by design. It's clear they don't want him running. And in RPO, you have three things that you can do, but one of them is just decidedly taken away.
And they did have a really successful bluff in here where he had, like, how many yards? Like 15 yards on a run. But that is a pronounced absence, the quarterback in the run game thus far this year. That is indeed the case. Joe, as we let you go, my man, tell folks about the law offices of Joseph A. Simon.
The MichiganDefenders.com is our website. That's a sub-site of our main site, the easiest way to find us, but also 734-887-6200. We're right across the street from Michigan Football Stadium. We're always available 24/7 for any needs on criminal defense, from anything from misdemeanor to felony, all over Washtenaw County primarily, but all surrounding counties as well.
My man, appreciate you as always.
Great to be here. It's a great privilege for me to have the distraction and be able to come in and do this and get away from my day job just a little bit.
Hey, Joe, what are you going to say on the radio tomorrow?
See you next week, man.
All right. Great to be here. Thanks.
Lewis Jewelers, where Ann Arbor gets engaged and the rest of us get our jewelry. I walk around every day with a ring, my wedding band made by Lewis specifically for me. When I wear my Citizen watch, that's for Lewis Jewelers as well. My wife wears two or three things that got her at Lewis on any given day, her engagement ring, her wedding band, and her sporting Movado watch with interchangeable pink and blue bands, all from Lewis Jewelers, your diamond store. And then when our rings get scuffed up, or if my wife needs her watch, needs the battery changed, or if she needs the watch bands changed, well, Lewis Jewelers does that as well, because they get you what you want, they get you what you need, and then they maintain your jewelry for the lifetime of that jewelry. They're open Monday through Saturday. There's no pressure. The Lewis team does not work on commission. You can give them a call at 734-994-5111. You can visit them at 2000 West Stadium Boulevard in Ann Arbor, and they're always online at lewisjewelers.com. Lewis Jewelers, proud supporters of Michigan Athletics. The Michigan Insider continues on the side of the break here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.